It's open.
It's good to see you again. Please, have a seat. So, tell me, how have you been since we last spoke? How are you feeling? I understand. I know. This has been a lot to take in. And you're doing wonderfully. Even if it doesn't feel like it now, delving into this painful topic is the key to healing. We're starting to. It takes time. If you're open to it, I would like for you to take me back over things. From the beginning. I know. Revisiting everything is so difficult. None of this is going to be easy. Like most important things in life. But you have shown so much bravery just by coming here and speaking with me like you have. And whether or not you realize it, you've made incredible progress in just the last few visits. So, if you can manage it, take me back. How about we start with the illness? Yes, again. I know. Trust me. I get it. Just as much detail as you can. I think you told me last time that it had been getting worse. The exhaustion. I see. And you'd been to doctors about it, correct? 5, okay. How did that go? Unfortunately, the human body isn't always an open book. I think in times like that, it's helpful to keep an eye on your goal. Not to let the negativity stop you from living. Exactly. Now, you said something about physical activity before? Yes, that's it. No long periods of activity. Too tiring? Okay. And you'd mentioned you'd been having episodes. Could you elaborate? So, exhaustion, breathlessness, loss of coordination, speed. I can see why it was so difficult for you, especially when there are no easy answers. Had you considered a specialist? A new doctor? That is quite a drive. So you hadn't... I see. I can imagine, with your condition, falling asleep at the wheel would be a very real possibility. Was that why your husband was... Hey, it's okay. Take a tissue. You've been doing an amazing job, trust me. It takes so much strength to do this. Let's move past that for now. You mentioned in the last session that you'd noticed some changes since that night. What did you mean by that? Insomnia and a resurgence of energy. That's promising. Anything else? You've been breaking things. Out of frustration, or... I don't quite understand. What do you mean, accidentally? Is it a loss of coordination? An issue with grip, or... Fascinating. And this happens how often? Oh, so in times of stress, you have a sudden burst of energy, or... Huh. Can you give me an example? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait. A door? That's certainly a new one. How did you accidentally break this door? Stress, right? Well, take me back there. So, you're cooking breakfast. And this was after the accident, correct? So, you got distracted, the eggs started to burn, and then the smoke. That triggered the fire alarm. And then what happened? You went to air out the house, and when you opened the door, it fell off in your hands. Could it be that the door was just loose to begin with? Maybe you hadn't noticed. Grief can play tricks with your mind sometimes. It's... No, no, I'm not saying I don't believe you. Not at all. I'm just trying to find a logical explanation for it. Wait. So the repairman said... What? Ripped from the hinges. That's... Huh. Please, continue. And when you went to get some water, the glass just burst in your hand. How bizarre. Anything else? Ah, so you finally felt well enough to go for a walk. You... So was it more of a desire or a compulsion? Interesting. It wasn't enough. What do you mean by that? Sprinting. That must be quite a change for you. How long were you out? Weren't you tired? That's quite a long time to be running at full speed. I don't think I could manage it. How often has that happened? The sudden burst of energy that compelled you to run. I see. And so your illness? In remission. Fascinating. You've really been through a lot lately, haven't you? That must be incredibly stressful. But you're doing a wonderful job. Now, the accident. I know it's hard for you, so we'll go slow, all right? If it gets too overwhelming, just tell me and we'll stop, okay? Okay. So, Tell me, the night that it happened, what's the last thing that you remember? And what was he doing? Smiling. That's sweet. So your husband was a pretty positive person. I can tell he loved you very much. His sleepy angel. I like that. So, after that, what happened next? The car was spinning. I see. It's okay. Take your time. If you're ready. So, nothing else until you woke up in the hospital then? Just a bright light. You said that the doctors called it a miracle. That no one walks away from something like that uninjured. How did that make you feel? It's called survivor's guilt. I can't tell you how to feel, but I can tell you that nothing that happened that night was your fault. I know it doesn't feel that way now, but hopefully, in time, we can work past it. Especially if you keep making such wonderful progress. And I have no doubt that you will. Today is the first time you've been able to open up about what happened that night. Even just a little. It makes all the difference. It just takes time. Do you feel any different? Being able to talk about it like this. I'm so glad. And hopefully, we can work together to lift all that weight off your shoulders, not just some of it. The changes? To be completely honest, I have no idea. Many people change after going through a traumatic experience, but that's certainly new to me. And that's our time. Thank you so much for coming in to see me, and I look forward to our next visit. Oh, one more thing. Call me Anita, please. Doctor sounds so formal. Same to you. I'll see you next week.